This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says he's at the forefront in defense of nationality. Four former chiefs of Indian Army arrive in Kathmandu to participate in the founding day of Nepali Army. And search for survivors ongoing after deadly avalanches hit Tajikistan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that he was always at the forefront in defense of nationality, receiving a memo from leaders of Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata this morning. Prime Minister Dahal said that the government was committed to maintaining law and order. During the meeting with the leaders, Prime Minister Dahal reminded the leaders of the Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal that his political life was for the cause of nationality, people's democracy and people's livelihood, and added that he was with the agendas of Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal except that of federalism. On the occasion, leaders of Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal praised Prime Minister Dahal's rule in nationality and stated that the Prime Minister's stance for national consensus for the presidential election would ensure political stability in the country and safeguard the constitution. The delegation led by the chairman of Rashtriya Janamorcha Nepal, Chitra Bahadur Kesi, submitted the memorandum to the Prime Minister on the issues related to nationality, federalism and people's livelihood. Four former chiefs of the Indian Army have arrived in the federal capital Kathmandu to participate in the founding day of the Nepali Army. The four former Indian chiefs include Biswanath Sharma, Joginder Jaswant Singh, Deepak Kapoor and Dalbir Singh Suhag. The former chiefs of the Indian Army will attend the main ceremony of the Army Day to be organized at the Army Pavilion, Tudikhel, tomorrow in presence of President Vidyadevi Bhandari. The former Indian Army chiefs will meet and hold discussions with the Chief of the Army Staff, Prabhuram Sharma, and the counterparts at the Army headquarters on February 19. Nepal and India have the unique tradition of conferring the insignia of the Honorary General on the Army Chief of one another. The Nepali Army is celebrating its 268th founding day tomorrow. Samik Badal has been elected the chairman of the All Nepal National Free Students Union, ANNFSU, from its 23rd National General Convention. ANNFSU is the student wing of CPN-UML. Chief Election Officer of the National General Convention, Kumar Prasad Khakurel, confirmed Badal defeated his nearest rival, R.C. Lamisane, in the vote counts. In the vote counts completed this morning, Badal managed 962 votes, while Lamisane secured 356 votes. Likewise, Govindagiri, Narayan Gharti, Mariyada Bista and Dharmagiri have been elected as the vice chairs of the ANNFSU. Similarly, Naresh Rokaya is elected the General Secretary. The National General Convention has elected a 199-member Central Committee, including 17 office-bearers. Likewise, three commissions with 15 office-bearers each have been formed. A total of 1,588 representatives took part in the National General Convention from across the country. The fourth edition of the Karnali Utsav is commencing today at Bulbule Garden in Birendranagar, Surkhet. Coordinator of organizing Riti Foundation, Kamal Lamsal, said the event shall continue till February 19, where stakeholders, experts and scholars from different sectors assemble for intensive discussions and interactions on local and national issues. Lamsal shared that format of the event has been prepared by incorporating the overall themes of Karnali. 16 sessions and 60-plus speakers are scheduled to participate in the event. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Rajkumar Sharma, is scheduled to inaugurate the festival today. In the first session of this edition, Secretary of National Planning Commission, Keval Prasad Bhandari, and CEO of Rashtriya Banijya Bank, Kiran Kumar Threshta, would make their presentations. Likewise, former Chief Election Commissioner Bhojraj Pokhrel would make his speech on election and democracy, while Vice Chancellor of Midwest University, Professor Dr. Nanda Bahadur Singh, is scheduled to deliver his remarks on Karnali Chintan. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Rescuers in Tajikistan are searching for survivors after a series of avalanches hit the mountainous eastern region, killing at least 17 people. Officials say the town of Khorog, the capital of Gorno-Badakhshan Autonomous Region, has been worst hit. Dozens of houses are buried under snow and some are destroyed. Most of the impervious Central Asian nation is covered by high mountains of the Pamir Range, and avalanches and rockfalls are a constant hazard. Local officials say 13 people were killed in Khorog and another 4 elsewhere in the region since the avalanches began earlier this week. Many residents have been evacuated to the safer areas. The avalanches have also made many roads impassable in the region that borders China and Afghanistan. Yesterday alone, authorities reported 69 avalanches. They warn that there is a risk of more in next few days. An alarm is going over the World Food Programme WFP's plan to cut food aid to hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees living in the camps in Bangladesh because of a severe shortfall in funding. The WFP, the United Nations Food Agency, has said it will need to cut rations to the refugees next month because of a lack of funds. The monthly allowance will be cut by 17% to $10 per person from March 1st, with the WFP warning more cuts will be necessary without new funding by April. The agency is appealing for $125 million in funding. The Chinese billionaire chairman of investment bank China Renaissance has gone missing. Bao Fan, who is also executive director of the bank, is a major figure in the Chinese tech industry and has played a key role in the emergence of various domestic internet startups. According to financial news outlet Xiajin, the 52-year-old dealmaker had been unreachable for 2 days as of last evening. The case of China Renaissance is a reminiscent of a pattern of investigations into top financiers from the country in recent years. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Province No. 1 today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Currently, the westerly wind has a partial impact on the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 8.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.1 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says he's at the forefront in defense of nationality. 4 former chiefs of Indian Army arrive in Kathmandu to participate in the founding day of Nepali Army. And search for survivors ongoing after deadly avalanches hit Tajikistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.